Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219. It is 7:30 here at WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio from USM. You are listening to Local Motives, a live show where we feature a different local band each week. And tonight's guest is Ryan Flaherty and the Hungry Moon. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we're good.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
This is Ryan Flaherty and the Hungry Moon. You guys are welcome to go around the room and introduce yourselves so that everybody knows who we have in the room tonight.
Okay. Hi, Portland. My name is Ryan Flaherty.
I'm Mike Archero.
Dwayne on bass.
Laura Ballador on accordion.
And it's awesome. I think tonight is our first show in at least a year where we've had an accordion studio, so I'm really psyched about that. Would you guys like to just jump right into a song?
Sure.
Bobby.
from your heart, who will recognize? If it's from your mind, ignorant and wise. If it's from your hands, holding it in mind. In between the moments, in between your eyes. Love, babe, there you go.
Hungry Moon by Ryan Flaherty, and that was live. They're playing here. They're in the studio. I'm looking at them. Ryan, I'm curious to know, your album's called Hungry Moon, and that song was Hungry Moon, and then also this band is Ryan and the Hungry Moon. Is that, I'm confusing myself.
Yeah, I'm confused too at this point. The album's called Hungry. The song is called Hungry Moon. It's the title track to the CD. So therefore, the album. I just decided to call that Hungry Moon too. It's my favorite song on the CD. And the fellas, the folks that played on the album, they kind of just, for lack of better words, just kind of helping me out, you know. And we kept playing together though after we recorded the CD. So we needed a name for the band. So we just started calling ourselves Hungry Moon when we played out, so just kind of been going with that, you know. So until that changes, I guess we're Ryan and the Hungry Moon. I just like to call us the Hungry Moon though.
So. The Hungry Moon. Okay, yeah. I see. And so because it's kind of like everybody came together for the purpose of this album,
yeah,
so it just
exactly.
made sense to go with that for
exactly.
a while.
Exactly.
Cool. And so how long has everybody in the room here been playing together? How long have you guys been working together?
Well, I've known Mike Acero, who's on the other guitar, for about 6 years now. When I first moved up to New Hampshire, I played with another group, a gypsy jazz band. I played rhythm for a gypsy jazz band called the Marinouche, who are based out of New Hampshire. And Mike was kind of incorporated with them, was friends with the musicians in that band. So we met that way. And since then, I've been playing, you know, over the last 3 years, Mike put a new band together called the Hot Club Du Monde, which is another gypsy jazz group based in Portland, the only gypsy jazz group that I'm aware of in Portland. He asked me to play rhythm for that group, so I've been playing with that group. And Dwayne Edwards plays bass for that group, so I met Dwayne about maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So that's it in a nutshell, I'd say. Laura is someone I actually met maybe a month or two ago, who's also friends with Mike, and they are also part of the tango community here in Portland, and they play tango music, and they also dance. Laura teaches tango, she plays every other week at the Merry Table, which is a French restaurant in downtown Portland.
Le Chat Noir.
And does everybody get up and dance tango while you guys are playing at the Merry Table?
Oh, they don't really play tango music.
Oh, okay.
At the Merry Table. It's more of a French thing. Laura also sings in French, and they play what they call moussette music, which is a lot of waltzes and things of that nature. And they invited me down to play with them one time. That's how I met Laura. And actually, it was very spontaneous. I knew the show was coming up today, and for some reason I was checking my emails, and I saw like a post from her on Facebook, and I was like, that'd be cool to invite her to play accordion tonight. So she's never played with us before, so
That's amazing.
Yeah, this will be a first time for her. No pressure.
I'm so glad that we get to be like the debut arena for Laura's playing with the Hungry Moon.
Yeah.
This is
an ever evolving kind of thing. So, you know, the merrier the music becomes, that's all we want. So.
Yeah, I'd say an accordion is a very merry addition to any music. Did you say the name of the other band that Dwayne is in? Is that Dumond? Is that?
Yeah, the band that me, myself, Dwayne, okay, and Mike, who is actually the leader of the band, is called Hot Club Dumond, which in French means Hot Club of the World.
Hot Club of the World.
I'm just going with that too. So just as I'm going with Hungry Moon. So.
Cool. I just wanted to jot it down just so I knew.
Yeah.
Kind of working title there in both cases, maybe.
Yeah. The whole title thing in my experience at least is it's the toughest part. It's like, what do we name ourselves? You know.
Slayer.
Yeah.
Everything is always a working title though, really, because you know nothing's permanent. You've said the words a few times. I think I heard you say gypsy and gypsy jazz, and I know what that means only in that I've been listening to a bunch of your music, and so that's now what I associate with that. But I was just sort of curious as to where, I know you said Amerinouche was like a gypsy jazz band that you were in before, but like where does that genre term come from?
Mm-hmm. Well, this music that we're playing tonight at the radio is definitely not gypsy jazz, you might hear some sensibilities of it, mostly because of what Mike's doing on the guitar, his lead playing. Gypsy jazz is a genre of music that is most well known by a guitarist from the 1930s and 40s by the name of Django Reinhardt, who was a Belgian gypsy over in Europe. He was a two-fingered guitarist, and Mike helped me out here, the expert.
Yeah, they were playing, it was acoustic string jazz, yeah. So at the same time, American bands had a lot of horns, and I think Louis Armstrong was popular at that time. The Europeans, well, Django in particular and Stefan Grappelli started playing with the instrumentation, two guitars, or actually three guitars, a violin and bass. So they were playing, in many cases, American tunes by American composers, in its acoustic string setting as opposed to horns and piano and stuff like that. And then they also mixed in with it some ethnic stuff, Eastern European waltzes, some of the musette type accordion music, and that's where the gypsy jazz started coming in. So I guess you could say that what we're doing here is it has some gypsy elements, but not gypsy jazz is kind of a narrow term referring to this type of music originated by Django Reinhardt, whereas gypsy music, I mean, the term gypsy just refers to a whole diaspora of ethnicities and
all
people.
All the way
from India
to Spain, flamenco music.
Right.
And we love all those styles. So, I mean, my idea is just, I mean, I love gypsy jazz, I love American jazz, I love folk music, I love world music. And but when I write a tune myself, I don't necessarily, and maybe I should, I don't know, try to stick into any of those genres. You know, I just kind of work from my own influences, which just happens to be from all of them. And I'm kind of a schizophrenic with music. You know, for the longest time, I was struggling to, like, find, like, okay, I want to write songs. I want to be a songwriter. I need to, like, find a niche and just stick with that, you know, and I just could never do it because every song I would write is just like in a totally different style. And so eventually I just kind of gave into that and said, well, I'm just gonna embrace that and whatever happens happens. So like in the music that we play in this group, there's like a mix between, you know, sometimes you might hear a little jazz, sometimes you might hear a little flamenco, or you know, gypsy or blues, rockabilly, you know, a lot of different stuff. So
cool.
Hopefully nobody gets confused.
No, I think it's great not to, you know, not to commit to a genre, because when you sit down with this album and listen to it start to finish, it's just like you're sort of going through so many different things, and from song to song it changes, and it just doesn't get boring at all. That's what I felt when I was previewing it a few times. Like, you
Thank
know,
you.
even the second and third listen, I was still like getting surprised each time changed.
Thank you.
Would you guys like to play another song?
Yes, I'm going to do something that I'm notorious for too. I'm going to just keep throwing. That's a song that we all know in the room here. But I'm always like throwing songs at these guys that we've never rehearsed before. So we got a chance to rehearse a little bit before we started the show tonight. So, but this is it's a new song called One Foot.
Stars rustle through the sky. Stars rustle through.
And that was 1 foot, I believe.
That's 1 foot.
1 foot by the Hungry Moon. And they're live here in the studio. We've been talking about how they came together. I guess we talked about why you were calling the band Hungry Moon. We never talked about why Hungry Moon at all in the first place.
Well, I guess it's, for me, it's just a kind of a poetic kind of term. I was just writing this tune, you know, and trying to come up with the first line of the song. And eventually I came to a line, it's a hungry moon out there in the sky. But I was going for a feeling of the song, just kind of trying to embrace the wild and the things in life that that we kind of repress or we hold back. Some people might call that our darker side or whatever, but anyway, I don't want to get too far deep into that. Then I looked Hungry Moon up on the internet, and it's actually a Native American term as well. And it refers to, I think, the month of January or February or something like that, where they called that time of the year Hungry Moon because it's the hardest time of the year to find food. And that has nothing to do with the song, though.
Sounds cool.
And it also, so does
sounds
that
cool.
Doesn't have anything to do with like the length of night, like you know, like how long the night is in the Native American meaning for
it could. I'm not sure. I mean, from what I read, it was Hungry Moon, which I'm not sure. They have like a different moon for every time of every month.
Oh, I see.
So I think that's the one where it just means that it's the hardest time of the year to find food. So they call it the Hungry Moon. It's actually a bad time of the year for them. So,
yeah.
But for me, Hungry Moon is just a poetic kind of term that I came up with about just, I don't know, going after the night. And,
yeah, I think it evokes in your mind sort of with the style of your music. And then when you say Hungry Moon, it's like making me think of one of those like, outdoor dances that's like just kind of really wild and going on late into the night and nobody wants it to end, and that's kind of what I think of when you're saying Hungry
Moon.
Yeah,
and there's a certain magic, you know, in that when you think of that kind of thing, you know, like there's a feeling that goes with that that's very magical, and I myself have always been trying to run after that feeling. So I think that's kind of what that song is about, actually.
Yeah, cool. So, as far as the flamenco and the Arabic aspect to your music, does that where does that come from for you? Like, have you traveled extensively or studied extensively?
Well, I first fell in love with gypsy music when I was over in Europe about maybe 10 years ago. And I saw gypsies on the street playing guitar and violin and dancing and all that. And their hands were moving a million miles an hour, and they were playing like all these different chords and yeah, just all over the neck. And it just sounded wonderful. And it was just, it totally touched me deeply. And I was like, wow, I really want to learn about this music, learn about the culture, the history, and I want to learn how to play it. So I returned to the States shortly and just started researching and getting into it, which kind of led me into the gypsy jazz thing and the Django Reinhardt thing, which then years later led me into flamenco. And I'm not by no means a flamenco guitarist, not even close, but I really love the flamenco style, and I've picked up a lot of some of the techniques that they use, including like the percussive things that they do where it sounds like they're playing drums on their guitar and things like that. And I just, you know, a lot of, especially the jazz and the gypsy jazz, I've learned a lot from playing with other people. Like Mike, for instance, has shown me a lot and taught me a lot. The guys that I used to play with in the other band, taught me a lot about that. The Arabic thing on the album was kind of like, well, there's a gentleman on the album, he's not here today, his name is Ed Milikian, and he plays the oud, which is a Turkish instrument, and it's very Arabic sounding. If you heard it, you would recognize that. And he's from Worcester, Mass. He's Armenian, actually, and he's been playing the oud, which it's very common in belly dance music, actually. And I've become friends with him over the last 6 years, and I just asked him if he would like to play on the album, and he was surprisingly very happy to do so. So he added that Middle Eastern element, I think, to the songs, which I was really happy about, because it brought even more of a mysterious and worldly nature to the album overall. So
great, cool. It is just about 8 o'clock here on WMPG. It's WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland, Southern Maine Community Radio from USM. The show you're listening to is Local Motives. I'm your host, Leah Renee, and our guests tonight are The Hungry Moon, Ryan Flaherty, and The Hungry Moon. We're celebrating a somewhat recent release of the album Hungry Moon. Is that correct, Ryan?
Yeah, we released it in November.
Okay, great. Yeah, so it's just a few months ago. This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. And Ryan, you guys are welcome to, if you want to do like a couple of songs at once, you can totally do that.
Okay. And I just want to thank you once again for letting us be on here, and we really appreciate it. This is fun, very much fun.
Yeah, it's
fun
been a lot
us.
Of fun.
I'm so glad you guys could all make it. I'm having a blast listening.
Cool. We're going to have some more accordion prominent on this next song. So.
Yes.
It's another new song. It's a waltz. It's called Ain't No Use. My darling,
I'll see you again. Child, until you people, can't you see I'm gone, gone.
The Hungry Moon. I keep wanting to say Ryan Flaherty and the Hungry Moon.
That's all right. You can do that.
Because people need to know who's singing, right?
Yeah, you're right about that,
that's,
I guess.
I guess that's how so many bands have ended up with like a name like that, like so-and-so and the such-and-such, you know?
Yeah.
So give us the titles of those last two songs.
Oh, yeah.
That was two songs, right?
So that's a song called Willogic. It's all these tunes that we're playing tonight are tunes that I wrote and that we arranged together. That's just a kind of like a blues, rockabilly, swingy thing. We actually did record it, but we never ended up putting it on the album because I just kind of felt like it didn't fit with the rest of the stuff that was going on. And then the tune before that was called Ain't No Use. Which is a brand new tune, which is what I wanted Laura to play on, and she was so kind to come down and play. So.
And it sounded great.
Thank you.
Willogic, that's a really cool name. What does that mean?
Well, it doesn't really mean anything.
I was thinking that you might have made it up.
Well, I did. Yeah, it's a word I made up. It's willow and magic put together into one word.
Cool.
It's a long... long, horrible personal story.
About like a magical day underneath a willow tree.
Exactly. And willows are my favorite trees.
Imagine.
Yeah. It's a song about a girl, you know.
Aww. They aren't all about girls?
Maybe. Sometimes they are. You know, it's funny. Like every time I write a song, I don't...
Depends who's asking. Right?
It depends who's asking, right? Yeah. I usually figure out what the song's about after I write it. It's really weird. And sometimes I even think I know what I'm writing about, but then I realize later after I read it and I listen to the words or whatever, it's like, wow, this is totally about this thing that happened in my life or something like that. It's really strange. Of course, again, I'm, you know, my friends just tell me that I'm a ridiculous, insane person, so...
And so you spoke a little bit earlier in the show about some of the people that played on the album or contributed to the album who aren't here today. Is there anyone that you didn't get to name yet that you wanted to talk about now?
Yeah, well, Mike played on the album. Dwayne played on the album. They are here today. You asked me the other people. Dan Hunt was another guitarist that played on the album. He played electric guitar on a few of the songs. He's from Worcester, Mass. Ed Malikian, who played the oud, who's also from Worcester, Mass. He played on several of the songs. Joe Zippon, who is a drummer from Worcester, Mass. He played on several of the tunes. And those three guys are all in a band down there as well called Jubilee Gardens. They're good friends of mine. And then Daisy Castro, who's a young prodigy violinist from Maryland, played violin on one of the tracks called Lightning, and she played cello, and her mother Ann Castro sang vocals on that one as well. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else. I think I covered it pretty much.
Cool. And so I always like to ask, and this is actually your opportunity to get a break if you want to take it. If you don't, then don't. But if there's a song on the album that, or if there's a something you'd like to show as an example, so we can hear the production of the CD that would sound really different than what's going on tonight, or you just want to stick with the live in the room?
Are you asking us to play a tune off the album?
If you would like to,
yeah,
and then
sure.
And then you guys could, you know, open the door, get some air.
Or play a song from the CD. Yeah.
That's
literally off of the CD.
Yeah, right off.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure.
If
we'll
I
take
play
a
song
yeah,
off
yeah,
the
yeah,
CD, you guys get to have a break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds like a good idea.
So what? So also, then, which?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, the as you mentioned, the production on the CD is something that, you know, we won't replicate on most of the tunes here because there was a lot going on. You just named.
Yeah, there's and you know sometimes we do play with that full band. Like we're doing a gig in Worcester next week. All those everybody but the violinist will be there. So you can sometimes, if you catch us at the right show, you'll get the whole sound that is on the CD. You know, like Ed on the oud will be there, and the drum will have a percussionist and all that kind of thing. So, but cool. usually when you catch us, it'll just be this format, a trio, or
and then sometimes
yeah.
An accordion.
And actually, I'm also, yeah, and I'm I've been kind of practicing with another person lately who plays mandolin and sings as well, and trying to add that into the mixture here. So, yeah, it's
great.
Ever evolving. So,
cool. Well, which track would you like us to?
I'll let you pick, Mike.
Well, you could play one with the oud on it.
Okay.
There's one tune that features the oud.
Oh yeah, track 3 and 4, because track 3 is an intro to track 4, so it should be actually one song. But it's, can you do that? Is that possible?
Yeah. Because when I know exactly which one you're talking about. It's rather short. It's like 1:30 for the first part, and then
Candela Habitum.
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh sweet, that'd be cool. Right?
So you said 3 and 4.
I think those are the ones.
Okay.
Together, dancing round this fire, trying to bring me back. find trails that go on forever. Where the berries grow, just follow the candle holder. Turn me out, let me go off one and turn.
That was two tracks right in a row off of the Hungry Moon's new CD called Hungry Moon. It was called Oud Taksim, I hope I said that right, and Candela Habitum. They can correct me when we come back. And we're going to play one more off of the album before we get back to talking and playing live with the band, and this one will be called Inside.
Inside your soul, where the days run away and the future a place, invisible places. And oh, how she glows, the poetry and the moments we'd miss, in between the lost faces we kiss, in between suddenly.
Yeah. definitely slipping in. The surly trees, they're gossiping about your love. And you hide, let it out, let it bleed, let it burn brightly, the kind as it fades.
So we just heard a few tracks off of Ryan Flaherty's newest album called Hungry Moon. You can probably do a better job of saying the names of those songs than I did.
Well, the first two you played is Oud Taksim, which means oud, improvisation, and then Candela Habitum, which actually is Latin for candle holder. And then the last one you just played is just simply called Inside.
Great. Awesome. And we are lucky enough to have several of the people who played on that album here live in the studio. We have Ryan, Dwayne, Mike, and Laura. Yeah. Am I right?
Okay. Well, Laura wasn't on the album, but
oh, right.
We're very, very, very thrilled that she's here with us tonight.
So. Now I understand. She made this like face at me when I said that. I was like, what did I say wrong? I get it. And so the album, where can people get it if they really like what they're hearing tonight?
So locally, it's sold right at Bull Moose Music. So head on down and support your local music store and local musicians and buy Hungry Moon right there. Or you can get it online at iTunes. You can buy it on Amazon, either MP3 or as the actual physical CD. And I think you can. There's another... Those are probably your best bet. You know, there's another place you can buy it called Bandcamp.com. But I would go to either iTunes or Amazon, or if you're local, go to Bull Moose Music.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take too much away from the people who might be running out to buy it, but if you go to Ryan's website, I think it's www.ryanflahertymusic.com.
Yep.
He lets you listen to the whole album. Over and over again.
Yeah.
So you should still buy it. Well, yeah. No, I'm.
Thanks for telling everybody that.
Well, I'm saying that.
I've been meaning to change that, but I just don't have the time to work on my website.
Well, now, okay. So for a limited time, you can go to his website and listen to it. I didn't.
No,
well,
that's fine.
I just
I'm
was
just
thinking
kidding.
For myself. I usually, if I the first time I hear something, I think I want to buy it. Maybe I like to hear it a couple more times, and then I really do know that I want to buy it. So I guess
there's two theories. Like one theory, the older theory is like, oh, just put music samples up so they can just hear a little bit of it, and it'll tease them, and then they'll want it. But then, you know, the newer theory is, nah, just let them hear the whole song, and
they're gonna steal it anyway. So
yeah, they're gonna find a way to, you know, hack it anyway. So so yeah, you can hear the whole album there, and I'm happy to let people hear the whole CD.
But like, you know, if you want to put it onto your iPod and such, then you go to the store and you buy the CD.
Absolutely. And on the website too, you can find the links to where you can buy it as well. So
cool. Yeah. And probably you can find out about shows and things, I'm assuming, on there.
Yes, on my gig page.
Okay. So what's what do you have coming up next?
So we're actually playing in Portland next week on Wednesday at the Dogfish, which is on Free Street.
Yep.
And that is on Wednesday. I believe we're starting around 8:30, between 8:30 and 9. And and then after that, we're like the featured group, and then there's going to be an open mic. So I encourage musicians to come down, bring their instruments, you know, and check the band out, and then play your own stuff as well.
So that's Wednesday the 25th, which is next Wednesday,
yes.
At 8:30 at the Dogfish Bar and Grill on Free Street in Portland, Maine.
Yes.
Great. Cool. Well, I'm just going to give the listeners a little weather, because it's a service we provide that some people depend on, and then maybe you guys can play a couple more songs for us.
Okay.
Cool. So tonight it'll be partly cloudy, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow late, colder with lows around 3 above. Tomorrow it should be cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, highs around 18. And tomorrow night it's going to be partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows around 7 above. And Sunday should be partly sunny with highs in the mid-20s, so a little bit warmer on Sunday. And if you don't know already, tonight there is a parking ban. It goes into effect at 11 p.m., and it'll lift at 7 a.m. So if you normally park your street, your car on the streets in Portland, you have to go find one of those, like, safe zones, which you can find out about on the Portland government website. Cool. What are we going to hear next?
Well, I think we're going to play another new song. It's called Build Me a Heart.
Once again I've fallen, a road I know so well. But this time it's deeper than I've ever felt before. God is a mystery translated in a foreign code. And every time I open the book, I'm caught chasing my tail. Caught in the snow. Oh man, I'm in the snow. Oh damn, I'm in the snow. Love is a bag of charms, and I have buried mine in the ground, 'cause I hate so much to lose. At night you'll see me resting on her grave. Every time I open the book, I'm caught chasing my tail in the snow. Oh man, I'm in the snow. Yeah, damn, I'm in the snow. Descending from my shoulders, but now I'm never naked evermore. And no one ever sees what you used to be. There's no question I've seen my pain. I've seen what it can do. When I showed you my teeth and made you cry, your tears were sour and your sweetness turned away. Turned away. Build me some arms, build me a heart, build me some arms. Heart. Build me some. Another dreary day, and I'm walking down the street. My head is blowing up my head, and people stepping on my feet. Just a blues man with a rainbow stare. Got this kid, try to get me somewhere. I said, vroom, 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 gonna light up your room. This kid is gonna make it. Try to debate your satellite dishes and your telephone wire. Internet server gonna set them on fire with a boombox, top notch DJ, pop rock. Skip the video, kitty, come and see the show. Look up when the day's done, a dream before you sleep. Message that I send her like a fender bender, cause even when the darkness of life is thick, my soul is a thicker, sticky like a sticker. Got the beat, I got the beat. Not the sandals on my feet, it's not a flip flop. I won't stop, not even when the bomb drops. But there's a city inside my soul, and I'm alone here. Won't you take me? I'm alone, and there's a pasture I long to roam. I'm alone. After quite a while of being broken on the road, I know the clarity and loneliness will find me a home. And everything grows deeper, all the energy subsides, yeah, everything grows deeper. Ain't no use in asking why, I'm just a fool of myself, I'm stuck on the shelf. Just give a damn, shake a hand, riding on the city tram, falling asleep, waiting for the beat, but just a daydreaming, sitting in my subway seat. Got a little itch that I need to relieve, I gotta let it all out before I leave. I said one, two, three, like a Woody Guthrie. I'm just a bound for glory, telling my story. If you're feeling really high, go ahead and pick a spot next to me on my stage in my parking lot. My ego is the trigger, don't get any bigger. Feeling really naughty, think it's time to start the party. Got the cure, and I'll give you the tour. This stuff is potent, this stuff is pure, but there's a city inside my soul. I'm alone here, won't you take me? I'm alone, and there's a pasture I long to roam. I'm alone, won't you take me? I'm to do before I get it all together, like a tropical weather. Let you know that I think you're fly. Got stuck here right between my eye. Have you noticed our chemistry? I notice your symmetry. Take away my blues, wrap me up in your poetry. Stealing the show every time that you blow on the pitch pipe. Man, my bananas are so ripe. But daylight come, I don't wanna go home. Daylight come, I don't wanna go home. I just to watch you dance with the devil in your pants. Tambourine man is gonna water your plants and growing on up. Room in the Ritz, six stars in your snatches and you're shaking the bits. I got a boxcar baby on a train about a mile long. Oh, with a boxcar baby on a train about a mile long. Shake it if you want, rattle with me all night long. Oh.
DJ Rob says, these guys are really good, by the way.
Well, we'll take that as a compliment.
I'm going to turn the headphones back on there.
Oh, you want me to say it again?
Oh, so, what were you saying?
I said DJ Rob behind me has just showed up, said, whoa, these guys are really good.
Oh, thank you, DJ Rob.
Yeah, so Hungry Moon, which is the album we've been talking about a whole bunch, is that your first, like, published album out there?
That's my first solo adventure, doing my own original music. I've been on other CDs, but not doing my own thing, just playing, you know, rhythm guitar for mainly the group I used to play with, the Marinouche.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the first couple albums, and you know, I yeah, this is my first CD, and I'm working on a new one right now for, hopefully, they have an RPM challenge where I live up. I don't know if you're familiar with the RPM challenge.
Yeah, is that the, okay, I think I've had several people on here that have talked about that. Is that the month, one month thing? So,
yep.
Like, you write an album mm-hmm. in a month, and I think the month is, like, February.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, April... I had a band on who became a band because of the RPM challenge. They just decided to do it. And then afterwards got so much attention for their album, they just kept doing it. That was the Farthest Forest. They're also, they're from your neck of the woods, like the Kittery, technically maybe New Hampshire, but something down that way. But yeah, so you'll be doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I don't know if I'll succeed, but I mean, this last CD took me... I don't know. I worked on it for months, you know. So I'm going to have to
now
go...
just get one.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to go on a different route, I think, with this one and just try... I don't know. I'm still thinking about how to do it, you know. If we should do it live or something like that. And a big part of it is... And I don't think... I think you just have to record an album and then submit it.
Yeah.
Dwayne was on an album, actually. I think that... They did it once, but I hate the idea of just recording an album and not mixing it properly and having it mastered. But that being said, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens. But that's the hardest part, because I do all the recording and the mixing myself. I just prefer to do it that way because I like to be in control of how it ends up sounding.
Mm.
And but it takes a while to do that. So, but yeah, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna give it a shot. I have the songs ready. So.
So wait, is that allowed though? I thought. It was 1 month to, like, write and record the album.
There's some rules that you can do a little bit of the head work beforehand. Like the hardcore way is to do it all in 1 month.
Like, you do anything until February 1st.
Yeah, right, February 1st, just, like, get the pen and paper and go for it. But I think...
I was not aware of that.
That's okay, but I think under, like, you know, the regular rules, you can do some head writing, because I'm doing another album, I'm hoping, for February myself, and I've been doing... Me and this jazz trio have been doing some writing on our own, and I think it's allowed.
I tell you one thing: if I had to write the album too in 1 month, then I'll never ever commit to that, because there is no freaking way that I.
Well,
could
see,
write
they locked themselves
an album
in
and record it in 1 month.
Yeah, they locked themselves in a cabin in the woods, and they didn't come out until it was done. So unless you're willing to, do
God
that, then.
Bless them for that. Unfortunately, I have to work every day, so
yeah. Well, cool. I look forward to hearing what comes out of your RPM.
Yeah, if it ever
challenge.
Happens, right? And if it doesn't, we'll just do it anyway.
Forget we even talked about it.
Yeah.
Do you know about how many people do usually complete that?
Well, I mean, it started locally in the Portsmouth area. I think it started by The Wire magazine. I think they started it. And it's international now. So people from all over the world, you know, I guess last year they had CDs coming in from Sweden and just everywhere, all over the world. Anyone can do it.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's really cool. So, and what else is cool about it is they, you know, after it's over, they have a big ceremony, and they feature all the CDs, and I think anyone who's local, they have like kind of a thing around town where they have people playing in that who did the challenge, playing in the different venues and stuff and featuring them. So that's pretty cool too.
Cool. WMPG is on the air thanks to listener generosity and with support from 317 Main Street Community Music Center, a venue for music playing, learning, and community. 317 Main is now accepting registrations for classes in fiddle, guitar, voice, mandolin, banjo, bass, piano, and many more instruments in both its Yarmouth and Portland studios. Online at 317mainstreet.org.
Sorry, we're whispering.
I can turn you guys off. I should have turned you guys off, and then you could have yelled as loud. I was gonna say, why don't you like play another one, and we can come back one more time and talk. Or did you have a different idea?
Yeah, that's fine. One or two more, or whatever you feel is.
Yeah, I was gonna do one more, and then we can come back and talk and say goodbye.
Okay.
And then one more after that.
Oh, wow.
How does that sound?
That's very generous. Thank you.
Okay, cool.
You don't want to... Okay. All right, so I'll just do another new tune. This is called Ruby Red. Fate come and wind me down, get me drunk on the death of noise. Pick me up like a weightless bird, carry me south to my salvation. Pick me up like a weightless bird, my feathers torn from the soft heavy wind. My wings grow strong like a calluses, this carousel they have spun me in. A million times I fell to the ground, a circus clown and a trained elephant. Let me out from this wicked harvest of hungry weeds in the wishing well. Hungry weeds in the wishing well. It's all for you, though it's so long ago. Remember when we chose the green hills we would lay? And then we danced with the devil, brought two angels in love on the devil's law. To the southwest with the shaman eyes, the shaman cure with an old medicine. Ruby red on the lips of my lover, ruby red, and she's gone insane. Thank you.
fade, come and wind me down. Get me drunk on the death of noise. Pick me up with your careless wind. Blow me south to my salvation. Pick me up like a weightless bird. My feathers torn from the soft heavy wind. My wings grow strong like a calluses. This carousel they have spun me in. A million times I fell to the ground. A circus clown and a trained elephant. Let me out from this wicked harvest. Hungry weeds in the wishing well. Hungry weeds in the wishing well. She's gone insane. Ruby red and the green hair stain. Ruby red grows from my grave. Ruby red on the lips of my lover. Ruby red and she's gone insane. Ruby red and the green hair stain. Ruby red grows from my grave. Ruby red grows from my grave. Ruby red grows from my grave.
Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener donations and support from Prime Artist Rehearsal Studios. Offering 24-hour access, Prime Artist Rehearsal Studios rents hourly and monthly spaces for bands' rehearsal needs at Thompson's Point near downtown Portland. More information online at primeartistportland.com or by calling or texting 415-7762. And we are just finishing up Local Motives. I've been your host, Leah, and our lovely guests tonight were Ryan Flaherty and the Hungry Moon, with the addition of Laura on accordion, which was like a special unknown treat for the night. And it's been really, really great to have all of you here. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having us. It was our pleasure and honor.
Yeah. And I also want to thank our sound people who you didn't hear from, but they've been making it all happen behind the scenes. That's Larson and Jeff. And then we'll let people know one more time that they can get the album on Apple Moose on iTunes.
Apple Moose.
I said, okay, I mumble.
Apple
I said,
iTunes?
At Bull Moose.
Oh, at Bull Moose. I'm sorry. I'm deaf.
Apple Moose. You could get it.
Oh, I thought you said Apple Moose.
Yeah. No. It's a story made up. It's in my mind. no, you can get the album at Bull Moose here in town. You can get it on iTunes. You can also check out Ryan's website at www.ryanflahertymusic.com. I'm guessing you have a Facebook.
Yeah.
Pretty
sure
I liked you. And Local Motives has a Facebook as well. I wanted to say that because we don't have a lot of likes yet. We have about 81. So if you're listening, you could go on and like us and then like Ryan and we'd all be happier. And the last thing I wanted to say was, oh, go to the Dogfish. Next Wednesday, it's at 8:30 p.m. It's right downtown on Free Street, and they do a really cool open mic. And the cool thing about it is because they always feature a different artist each week. And so this week it'll be the Hungry Moon, and you can meet Ryan, and it'll be the three of you.
Yes.
So you meet Ryan, Dwayne,
maybe Laura will
and
come
Mike,
too. That would be
and possibly
sweet.
Laura. So if you want to meet these voices, go to the Dogfish, and they're going to take us out on one last song.
Yeah. So. You know, we've kind of gone through some different things, some gypsy stuff, some blues stuff. Well, I'm going to do another new song. Yay. These guys have never heard this before. It's a little folk song. You can just, like, Mike, just play in the middle. Okay. So, just try this out. I wrote this song yesterday. ¶¶
I've been broken, I've been lost, I've been stolen from my thoughts, and the magic sits inside, sleeping eyes that's open wide, through the thicket of my mind, burning bridges, broken lines, and the shadows of the past meet the ghost of everlast, through the ravishing moonlight, the end of the road, I'll embrace the burning sun as my soul grows old, gonna chase down my hopeless and burn madly till I die. Mama captivates the crowd with intentions oh so loud, that she wants to be so good to the one she never could. And you do the best you can, though you can't please every man, and you fall into the spell, thinking life on earth is hell, and the forest in your mind getting cut down all the time, and the seeds grow underground where the devil can be found. But I forgave him and moved on to burn madly till I die. And I'll chase the far-fetched lines, the unbearable designs, and the irritating wrath of the impossible path. Though I know it seems absurd, but I can't hear any words when you tell me that I can be the one I know I am. And the bluebirds in the sky asking you to come and fly. I'm free and I have chose, leave the shadows of the ghost to chase down my hopeless and burn madly till I die. I've been broken, I've been lost, I've been stolen from my thoughts, and the magic sits inside, sleeping eyes that's open wide, through the thicket of my mind, burning bridges, broken lines, and the shadows of the past meet the ghost of everlast, through the ravishing moonlight, the end of the road, I'll embrace the burning sun as my soul grows old, gonna chase down my hopeless and burn madly till I die. And the bluebirds in the sky asking you to come and fly. I'm free and I have chose, leave the shadows of the ghost, chase down my hopeless and burn madly till I die. Yeah, chase down my hopeless and burn madly till I die.
Yeah. There we go. Thank you very much for having us.